USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He had a very excellent election.
President Trump says he's had a phone call with the Mexican president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The president saying he expects their relationship will be a very good one. The president also speaking yesterday about the process of choosing a new Supreme Court nominee to succeed Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced his retirement last week.
During the morning, I interviewed and met with four potential justices of our great Supreme Court.
Reports are two of them were men, two of them were women. The president saying he plans to meet with two or three more potential nominees before making a decision over the next few days. The White House says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will sit down again with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, heading out on July 5th for those talks in North Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A federal court judge in Washington says the Trump administration has wrongly detained people seeking asylum in the U.S., yesterday ordering the Department of Homeland Security to stop making blanket determinations against most asylum seekers, ordering the government to return to a long-standing practice of deciding whether to detain people on a case-by-case basis. Details emerge as to when tough new sanctions on Iran will be reimposed. Here's John Clemens.
Brian Hook, the director of policy planning, has called on Iran to become a normal country that doesn't terrorize other countries, proliferate missiles, and impoverish their own people. If not, the sanctions begin August 4th.
These sanctions will include targeting Iran's automotive sector, trade in gold, and other key metals. Our remaining sanctions will snap back on November 6th. These sanctions will include targeting Iran's energy sector, and petroleum-related transactions and transactions with the Central Bank of Iran.
I'm John Clemens,
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It's fallen under the news radar recently, but the federal investigation into the Facebook and Cambridge Analytica data sharing scandal is still growing. The Washington Post reporting the FBI, Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission have all joined the Justice Department investigators in looking into whether data from 71 million Facebook users was improperly used by Cambridge Analytica. Investigators now trying to find out what Facebook knew 3 years ago when it found out that the company had obtained that data. Fire crews in Northern California are still trying to get hold of the still out of control county fire, which has exploded to at least 60,000 acres in Napa and Yolo counties since it began last Saturday. It's only 5% contained. That fire forcing some people in the area about 40 miles northwest of Sacramento to evacuate their neighborhoods. Automakers say the tariffs on imported cars that President Trump is threatening could add $4,000 to maybe even $5,000 to the price of every new vehicle sold here. The car makers saying that would be the case even for foreign vehicles made in the United States. A number of car makers, including industry giants GM and Toyota, have said tariffs on cars would lead to job losses. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.